Hey sis, it's your girl Shawnee. Welcome back to the Sisters Podcast Crown Me Sis series. And sis, I know it's been quite a long time, but me and Shaasia, we are back with another episode. And once again, Shaasia and I have been just booked and busy. But we are back. We're going to have lots of content for you guys. And we're just ready to hit it off good. We have a great episode for you. Today, we're going to be talking about when the lack of motivation kicks in, when lack of inspiration kick in, what steps to take. And we're just going to give you guys advice on how we would handle the situation where we're in lack of motivation, lack of inspiration, and just some things that we feel as though you guys can use if you're not in lack of motivation or not within lack of inspiration and things like that. But always, always, I want to introduce you guys to our sis Shaasia. Hey, girl.
Hey, girl. Hey, it's your girl Shaasia from Body by Asia.
Yes, ma'am. What you been up to, girl? I know it's been a while. A lot of people have been like, what's going on with the podcast? Are we still doing it?
So a lot's been going on. As a professional life coach lately, I've been doing a lot more workshops. So I've been really buckling down on that. And again, happy, you know, Black History Month.
Right, exactly.
History Month celebration vending show. That Black hosted out here in Syracuse, New York. Let me tell you, it was absolutely amazing, a beautiful experience. So we did some vending there, and I've had my hand in some pads. I've been all over.
Okay. I definitely hears that. And I'm super happy for you. You know, you've always be booked and busy, always doing some workshop or always going to events. That is great. Like, that is strictly goals. So, yes, girl, straight winning. Here's that. And, yes, happy Black History Month. And, yes, I feel like Black History Month is every day. But we ain't going to get into that. But we are definitely coming to you guys with a great episode today. So, Shaasia and I came up with some you know, some advice and just some tips on what to do when you guys are not feeling, you know, that inspired or when you're not feeling that motivated. And I'm 100% of like a victim of that, of being not inspired, not motivated, imposter syndrome, not feeling like what I'm doing is good enough and things like that. So I thought this would be a great one. And Shaasia, of course, being an entrepreneur and also like a life coach, I'm pretty sure there's plenty of people who have come to you to be like, hey, you know, I'm not feeling motivated. I'm not feeling inspired. What to do? How do I get back on track? And I just thought this was would be actually great to actually put out there for our sisters and for our brothers. The first thing I have here would be my advice. Like, I would watch someone that inspires me and watch someone who would definitely get me in that motivational mode. Or I would turn to, like, people who I know, people who I love and know who, you know, to me, has their shit together and has, like, things going on. Or if they're doing something that I want to do and they're kind of surpassed that, I would go for them for advice and stuff like that. So what about you?
I feel like for me, one, again, keeping that company of other people who are motivated and into the same things that you are and want to see you win.
Exactly.
And you want to see them win. So really keeping people around you who hold you accountable of, you know, saying, hey, maybe you're not as focused as you were. Remember, you know, couple months ago you were all into it. What's something you'd like to do now? Let's figure out, you know, something small you'd like to do. Just having somebody there to, you know, see when like you're at that plateau now. Yeah. it's been a couple days now, it's been a couple weeks, so what's going on? What are you doing next?
Exactly. And I to piggyback off that too, Shaasia, like I kind of give myself like a 3-day window. If I'm not feeling inspired, if I'm not feeling motivated, I'm like, all right, let me feel this right now. Let me feel what I'm going through. Let's figure out what it is. And I give myself those 3 days to kind of like, I know wallowing is probably like a bad bad word to use for it, but that's just the truth. Like, I kind of give myself a day to feel those feelings, wallow in it, like, okay, yeah, I'm feeling this way. I'm not going to do anything today. I'm not going to do anything tomorrow. But definitely, it's like, okay, I feel like that third day is like, all right, sis, get it together. You know what it is. Let's just work on it. You have the work in front of you. Let's get it together. So.
And you know what? Maintaining your self-care, and that's a really important thing, because then you'll be able to realize when you're at those plateau moments. Yes. You know, mm-hmm. if you're journaling on a every other day basis, or if you're, you know, just writing down the ideas on an every other day basis, and you realize, you know, you haven't done that in a week, or you haven't done this, then you'll realize you changed your schedule.
Exactly.
Now that's no longer part of your self-care. You forgot about that. Come back. What's going on?
That is so true.
Once you realize that gives you that check mark for yourself. That gives you that own accountability for mm-hmm. yourself at that point too. So even though I say keeping those people around you that keep you accountable, you know, maintaining a self-care routine, really holds yourself accountable as well too. So if there isn't somebody out there to hold you accountable, maybe you don't have that support system.
Right.
Creating your own support system for yourself is important.
Yes,
you know, then you'll be able to realize, you know, those risks.
Yeah, exactly. And I just feel like with the journaling too, like I struggle. And that's the thing. It's like growing up, I used to journal a lot, but it's like now I struggle with it. But I take my journaling like a little differently. Like people write down their thoughts and how they feel. And me nowadays, I call my journaling like me writing down what I'm gonna do for the week, writing down like what goals that I want to meet or I want to like hit during the month or the next few months. You know, that's what I call journaling, and that's kind of what goes into my like self-care of the week when I notice that, okay, you're not writing down what you're supposed to be getting done. You're not writing down like the goals you want to hit, or even just those three things you want to get done within a day, you know, and that's right there when I know like you're kind of off your game there. You know what I mean? Because normally you're writing things down, okay, call Shay Asia on this time, or set up a meeting with Shay Asia for this time to go over the podcast, like things like that. And when I notice that I'm not doing that, it's more so like, okay, you're getting into that mode again where you're feeling like things aren't going right, or not even just things aren't going right. It's just, okay, I don't know. This is my feelings, my emotions are all over the place. And like you said, going to someone who actually will hold you accountable. I know when we have our conversations, it's like we hold each other accountable. Like, no, sis, let's do this, let's do that. And just also speaking with other people, it's like, well, Shawnee, you know, for you, you write things down, or, you know, for you, you kind of seclude yourself for a little bit and get yourself back on track, and boom, there you have it. So that's kind of like where I look at it for like the journaling part, and also going to other people. Now,
and you know, really having grace with yourself, because mm-hmm. like, even though we say, you know, you can still hold yourself accountable if you have these like schedules and mm-hmm. things to do, you know, if you forget these things sometimes, really making sure you're having grace on yourself and just saying, you know, right now I'm lacking this motivation, but why? What does my body need mm-hmm. on top mm-hmm. of that too? So just because you may be lacking some kind of motivation for one thing doesn't mean that you're lacking.
Exactly. Thank you. That's actually a beautiful way to put it. Like, that's a great way to put that. Sorry, go ahead.
Because your body may need rest.
Mm-hmm.
You may have overly self-cared yourself at one point. You may have overly, you know, worked, or overly, you know, because sometimes you can get journaling, get meditating, get doing this and get mm-hmm. doing that, and then that's all it becomes.
Mm-hmm.
So in this world and right now, you know, self-care is a big word, but making sure that you're implementing self-care on a daily basis, so it's not changing your daily schedule. Mm-hmm. So you're not, you know, risking other things, other important things or other bigger priorities in your life because you're trying to make this one thing a big priority. So just making sure you're having grace on yourself and, you know, maintaining small little bits every day can definitely help you, can boost you, can, you know, can change the way you think and feel. And it may not be journaling. Maybe you can just eat a healthy meal because eating that healthy meal will motivate you to get up and do whatever you got to do in the morning.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
I can vouch for that.
So even though we might sleep half of the afternoon, it's probably because, you know, we weren't listening to our bodies. So when we go back to when the lack of motivation kicks in, like you said, like, it's not lacking.
Yeah.
It's not.
Yeah.
So just keeping that grace within yourself.
That is, okay, so the podcast is done, guys. This episode's done. She done hit every point. She done hit every point. Because that's kind of, you're absolutely right. Like, that's so right. It comes, sometimes it does become like, okay, we're overly self-caring. We're overly doing things that we would normally do to get us back on track, you know, and some of the things that I used to do, and I feel like I want to start back doing is just taking those short walks throughout the day. And I work for some people like me, like I work from home. So it's like, it's kind of hard to get out to actually do those few steps a day, get that fresh air. And of course, when it's freaking blizzarding outside and people know who live in New England, the weather's freaking crazy. So it's like sometimes it's hard, but still just going for those, bundling up, going for those walks and just taking in that fresh air, like that helps too, instead of, like you said, overly doing the self-care. And also too, like for me, a sense of, well, a form of self-care for me too, and not like doing the normal things, I would listen to a motivational speaker. If you guys know, like when I first started the podcast, I was always quoting my Les Brown, because that guy right there, when I tell you his words of affirmations is crazy. You know what I mean? His motivational speaking is crazy. So it's like, that was another thing that I would do. And it's like, I mean, I still do here and there, especially when I need it. And when I am feeling that, like, okay, like you said, if I've already done my self-care, what I normally would do, I've already done certain things that would get me back on track, and I'm still feeling like, well, okay, that didn't work, you know, so what else? I would go to that. So, yeah, I'm like, that's kind of some of the things that I would do. And I'm pretty sure everyone else has like different ways of getting back on track and have different ways of doing, getting back inspired or getting back motivated. I know for some people, like you said, having that healthy meal or working out or even taking that day or three to do fun activities, you know, to get your mind off the work or get your mind off whatever it is. Because like you said earlier, sometimes it doesn't necessarily mean that you're lacking in all areas. It could mean that you're just lacking in one and you're feeling like, well, damn, I'm kind of back in that mode again, but it's really not that. So
yeah,
it's just one of those things where it's like you say, you have to find what it is in that area that's making you feel that way and just tackling it.
And it's funny that you mentioned TED Talks, because I absolutely love TED Talks. Yeah. Chloe Hakeem Moore said, "Stop chasing purpose and focus on wellness."
Yes, I see and that one. I love that one. Yes.
When you focus on wellness, which actually is one of our workshops coming up this March 12th, Dimensions of Wellness, you need to focus on your body.
Yes.
Because we say so many times, oh, you're not focused, you know, you're lacking what you are doing, but what does your body need in order to get there? What does your body need to focus? What are you not feeding? What needs more right now? Because sometimes we need to slow down on something.
No, you're right. And I was going to say, to answer that question for myself, it's like I started back working out again, right? And I forgot how it felt after a workout. You know, even when I don't feel like doing the workout, I feel like, okay, I'm going to do it anyway. And once I'm done, I'm like, bro, like that made me feel so great. My energy's up. I'm more positive. I feel more happy. So it's like you said, it's what does your body need? What are you not feeding your body? And I actually came to terms with, because it's been 2 weeks. So it's like, I just came to terms with like, okay, that's what my body is missing. Movement. It doesn't necessarily mean I have to do a full body workout. I just have to get moving. Because once I start doing the moving, I feel better. I feel so much better. I feel my mind is much clearer, you know, and yeah. I feel as though like, okay, I can tackle my day. I can tackle when I get off work. I'm not feeling overtly tired because I've worked for someone else doing a 9 to 5 and I can't work on my work. It's no. Okay. Mm-hmm. I just got off work. Now it's time to get to what you need to do for your businesses. You know what I mean? So I totally take that, to heart, because movement, I'm really learning that movement is the key for my body. So like you said, it's really, really, really figuring out what feeds the body, what feeds the soul to get you into that wellness mindset. And I've also, that's crazy that you even mentioned that, because I don't even know, I forgot her name, but I know I watched that TED Talk and it spoke to me, because everyone, this is kind of getting off topic a little bit.
But we have Kim Moore.
Yeah, I think everyone talks about success. And honestly, like for the last month or so, I've really been trying to figure out what does success mean to me? Does it mean the big house? Does it mean the car? Does it mean the clothes? Does it mean all those things? And I really came to myself and was like, it's not that for me. For me, it's being healthy. For me, it's being happy in what I'm doing. You know what I mean? And being happy with the work that I'm putting out there. You know what I mean? So that's what success looks like. So sorry to get off topic a little bit, but that's kind of what it is. And that's kind of what it kind of still ties into the lack of motivation and inspiration, because it's like, that's what keeps me motivated. That's what keeps me inspired. And also too, I wrote this. Go ahead.
I feel like when you say it, it's kind of getting off topic. It's not, because it all comes back to wellness and how you take care of your body.
Exactly.
Any kind of motivation that you must have for anything comes back to what you need.
Right, exactly.
But go ahead, girl.
No, I agree. I definitely agree, Shaeja. Because I was also going to say, too, like, I'm looking at what we came up with, and around that time, I was using the word motivation a lot. And I actually, and I'm telling you, Shaeja, and I'm telling you, I just came to senses with myself, because I'm speaking for myself, that the word motivation or just saying, like, being motivated, I like more saying inspired and inspiration more, because I feel like with motivation can leave so fast. You know what I mean? And then it's like, you're right back to, I know it sounds harsh, but it's like, you're right back to square one when it comes to motivation or being motivated, where as inspiration or being inspired, it's something that's all around. Yeah. You know what I mean? And you're always going to be inspired. You're always going to have that inspiration around you. So it's like, I stopped kind of saying motivated. So it was like, when I just came to mind, because it was like, okay, wait, it says motivation, but you were saying this before. So it's actually like, for me, it's more of keeping that inspiration and keep being inspired. Sorry, guys. I know that was a little bit all over, but
no, it definitely came back around, because inspiration can spark in any point of your wellness, because it can spark in your emotional wellness. You can have inspiration in your emotions. You can have inspiration in your spiritual life. You can have inspiration in your intellectual life. You can have inspiration, you know, in your financial life. There's so many points that inspiration can hit within your wellness, and your wellness is literally your whole lifestyle, your wellness, your you know, your well-being, your whole holistic lifestyle. So no matter where you go, whether it's success, whether it's motivation, whether it's inspiration, it all comes back to you.
Yeah, exactly. So I just feel like with that too, always remember your why you're doing it, and you know, and what you're doing it for, you know, and that ties into that too, because it's like, don't ever forget your why. And I always, always, always say this to people, because that right there is going to be that inspiration. That right there, because it's like, you know why you're doing it. You're not doing it for anyone else. You're doing it for yourself, and why you're doing it. You know what I mean? And how you're doing it, what you're doing, why you're doing it, and who you're doing it for. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. So it's just like, long as you know those things, and all those things begins with you, then that's all that matters. And that's going to keep you motivated, inspired, and keep the inspiration going. So I'm glad we actually did this, because honestly, you already know, Shaasia, like when we have our conversations and things like that, it's more about this and how we're going to focus on being better us, and you know, how can we bring more to the table with the inspiration and things like that. I did want to ask you a question too. Being that, you know, with the life coach and things like that, what are some questions, or what is some advice that, one, you give to people who are in those situations and they're trying to get back, other than, like, I know you do stress about, like, self-care and things like that. Like, what else do you advise to them, or what questions do they ask?
I would honestly say start small. Mm-hmm. If you're doing too much, pull back.
Right.
Go back, do something different to fill in that space. Do something, you know, instead of doing what you may have usually done, and now you sacrifice something that was really important to you. Maybe if you took an hour out, maybe set an alarm, you know, instead of doing everything like that. Or if you're not doing as much, maybe try meditating twice a week. Try meditating once a month, twice a month. You know, sometimes it's hard to even sit down and do those things. So just taking one step at a time, and working on self-care on a daily basis. So it's like maybe 3 minutes a day of meditation, you know?
Yeah.
You can turn on music while you're getting ready for work in the morning and dance around. Again, body movement. Mm-hmm. Doing small things to work on yourself daily instead of nothing at all.
Exactly.
And be intentional about it. You know, remember that you're putting that music on to make your body feel good, to loosen up your bones, to get you ready for the day while you're getting ready.
Exactly. Exactly. That is so true. And I wanted to ask you that because I know, once again, for a lot of people, it's very different. And a lot of people do different things, you know, to get that movement in or to get that inspiration back. So that's why I wanted to definitely ask. And I know, like, going forward for me, like you said before, it's more so about being intentional, you know, and just making sure that you're setting that intent for yourself, for you to feel good, you know, and just like with the TED Talk. That, you know, make that wellness, make that wellness the key, you know? So that's kind of what it is for me right now too. It's like, it's more me focus on the wellness, you know, going inside and out. Like that's, because I know if I do that, everything is going to follow. Everything is going to go into place. And there's those days where I do have the lack of inspiration, I know what steps to take, you know, and no matter what mood I'm in, no matter what situation, I know that I'm going to get out of it, and I know how to get myself out of it. But I still stand by letting yourself feel those feelings. You know what I mean? However many days you want, just don't take too long to get out of that. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? Because that right there will keep you in that mode, and then you're feeling like it's all over, you know what I mean? When it's honestly, like you said before, it's literally just that one thing that it could be. It's not necessarily those million things that you've that you think it is or that you've made it to be. So
yeah,
I really appreciate you coming on here, giving that advice, and, you know, speaking about this, because a lot of people don't speak about this, the, like, what they do when things like this happen, when imposter syndrome kicks in. Like, people don't talk about that. All you see is people, like, finishing things and, you know, putting out there what their finished product looked like, or, you know, just putting out there what they've done to get to that point. But they never put, okay, when I was feeling this way, when I was feeling like not motivated, not inspired, this is what I did to get me back on to actually create this beautiful thing. And I wanted to kind of break that barrier, because it's like, no, let's talk about each step of it.
Yeah. And I think it's different for everybody. And, you know, when it comes to speaking on a level of what somebody else should do, I don't think it's that. I think it's more of really given the idea of what somebody else should do.
I agree. I definitely agree. I just really feel like, I don't know. For me, you know what I mean? I feel like people don't speak on it. You know what I mean? Like, they just don't. They don't speak on, okay, yesterday I was feeling down, but then today, you know what I mean? Like, I'm feeling great. I've gotten this done. I've created this beautiful thing. Where it's like, all we see is, oh, you created this beautiful thing. But we've never seen the hard work, the hard tears, and the hard days where you're like, yo, I just don't want to do nothing. Because that's not appeasable to people to see. And I feel like, why not? Because that right there, I feel like we would appreciate it more and we would respect it more. Because it's like, okay, this person felt like this before they've even created that, and this is what I go through, and I can take some gems from that and get my shit done. You know what I mean? So it's like, when I see certain things anywhere, it could be on social media, it could be on TV, and I'm like, damn, I wonder what they went through, you know what I mean? And to get themselves
there.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Because we don't see that. We don't see that at all. We just see the finished product. So I was like, you know what? Let's just break that barrier and put it out there. And I even thought about, like, coming on here and being like, look, y'all, today is not the day. I don't feel like doing this. And I just feel like I don't feel inspired. But I'm going to talk to y'all anyway. Like, I've been wanting to do that, but I was afraid that it may not, people may not like that, or, you know, be okay with that. And I'm just like, maybe not. And, you know, maybe people don't want to hear that, but I don't know.
I think everybody's human. I think that we have, like, I think everybody's human. To, like, put that out there is really brave of you to get on here, you know, and just put it out there, especially coming on and say, you know, when I first got on, I was like, no. So I want to ask you, how does your body feel right now? How do you feel right now after,
I feel good. I feel really, really good. I mean, of course, like, because of course, you're pretty busy. I'm a little busy. You know what I mean? So it's just like, when we don't do things, I feel like that goes for anything and everyone. Like, when you haven't done something in so long and you love doing that one thing, and then it's like, when you're getting back to it, you're gonna have that feeling like, damn, this is kind of nerve-wracking, you know what I mean? So, but honestly,
take a few breaths.
Yeah, exactly. So that was a good thing that you've actually did, and that could be another thing. Take a few deep breaths and just tackle it. You know what I mean? So I hope that everyone takes this conversation, take the advice, and show that every part of the success. Don't just show just the successful part, just show everything. And when that lack of motivation, lack of inspiration, take these steps, or take the steps that you normally would take, or even sometimes take different ones, and just get back to it. So, any last words, Shaysia, before we go?
No, yeah. I think I'm good.
Well, always, sis, thank you so much for coming on here and, you know, letting me pick your brain, as always, and giving great advice, great energy. So, did you have something to say?
You know what, girl? I did. Girl, first off, y'all, check me out on Instagram.
Okay.
Hit me up at body_byAsia. And again, like I said, we have the Dimensions of Wellness workshop coming up. So definitely check that out. It is, y'all see a lot more of this conversation in there.
Exactly. She has bomb workshops. So I even like attend one virtually. So you guys need to get on it. Like she said, follow your girl and see what she's about. See what her businesses are about. And show some love. Spread some love. So that is it for today. We'll definitely see you again. We'll talk to you guys again. And you guys have a great weekend.